Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse, and I'm just so excited to be able to do so. So thank you for the privilege. Thanks to all of you support on Patreon and just help keep this on the air. We're going to be celebrating 4 years, February 1st, and I would love for you to record a testimony. You can go to marydemuth.com/pray, and there you'll see just a place where you can record up to 5 minutes of a testimony. Please, this is nothing about me. It's not about my prayers. It's about the graciousness and beauty of God. And so if you have a testimony about how he's used this podcast to change your life for his glory, I would love to hear it. And we will include it in the February 1st episode. So thanks in advance for doing that. And we're going to continue through Proverbs chapter 13, verses 13 through 25 in the World English Bible, the web. And it says this: "Whoever despises instruction will pay for it, but he who respects a command will be rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a spring of life to turn from the snares of death. Good understanding wins favor, but the way of the unfaithful is hard. Every prudent man acts from knowledge, but a fool exposes folly. A wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a trustworthy envoy gains healing. Poverty and shame come to him who refuses discipline, but he who heeds correction shall be honored. Longing fulfilled is sweet to the soul, but fools detest turning from evil. One who walks with wise men grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Misfortune pursues sinners, but prosperity rewards the righteous. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. An abundance of food is in poor people's fields, but injustice sweeps it away. One who spares the rod hates his son, but one who loves him is careful to discipline him. The righteous one eats to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked goes hungry." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you so much for your love. Help us just to kind of rest there for a minute, to contemplate it, to revel in it, to remind ourselves of it. And Lord, sometimes we just become so enslaved to lies or strange things that we believe about ourselves that we just forget the simplicity of your love for us. And Lord, in Revelation, you talk about people who have left their first love. And I shudder every time I read that. I don't want to leave my first love. I want to follow you with everything inside of me. I want to love you well. I want to obey you. And I want to have those works that started at first, that came out of that pure love for you, not out of roteness or out of obligation, but just out of sheer joy of, oh my goodness, the God of the universe loves me. He's delivered me. He set me free. And now because I love him so much and I'm so grateful, I'm going to serve him back and worship him with reverence and awe. And so Lord, return us to our first love. Lord, help us not to despise instruction. Help us to respect your commandments and to respect the commands of our government and the people in our lives and all of that. Lord, we want to be the teachers of the wise because your word says that it is a spring of life and it turns people from the snares of death. Those who are teachers out there and preachers and people who share you with others, we make us into that spring of life, we pray. Help us to be people of understanding and to be people of faithfulness. Specifically today, that we would understand you more and more, and that we would be faithful to you, that we would have fidelity to you and love you with everything inside of us. Lord, I love this verse. A trustworthy envoy brings healing. Help us to be that trustworthy envoy today, that whatever interaction we have with someone, that it would be bent toward their good, bent toward their healing, bent toward their flourishing. And you can do that, Lord. And what a joy and what excitement I get when I get to be a part of encouraging somebody else. Lord, I pray for those longings to be fulfilled. I pray for a reversal this month on on those longings that we've had for a long, long time. I'm going to pray for that person that I've been praying for years. And I'm going to pray, this is the month of salvation, Lord. By faith, I pray it. And I know all of my listeners join me in that prayer that someone who's far from you for decades can come to you, because we believe that you are the one that's wooing the person. And it's not by my strength or by my action, but by you. And so we ask for that. We lift up all those people in our lives who are far from you, and we pray you would bring them close to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by My Brilliant Writing Planner by Susie May Warren. She established this from my book, Therapy. And this planner is great. And you don't have to feel sad that it's the 17th of January. She has planners that you can write in the dates yourself. And so you can start at any time. And so Susie went through just a major transformation in her life. She's a friend of mine, and I got to watch this transformation when she had a battle with cancer. She realized she wanted her life to count, and she wanted to have purpose and meaning. And so she created this planner really for herself, so that she would have intention on her year and work on her habits and love her family well. And so she created this amazing planner. It's really robust. It's very thick. It's totally worth the money. And you can go to mybrilliantwritingplanner.com. And there's a lot of different formats that you can use. And she will also give you a course that's sold for $300 when you get this planner. And this is a planner bent toward creative. So if you're a writer or a creative, it'll be especially good, because she has a lot of writer helps in particular, because she is a writer and she's a best-selling writer. So Susie May Warren, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you'd like to be a sponsor of Pray Every Day, you can email my assistant, Kristen, at newsletter@marydemuth.com. Have a great day, friend. I really appreciate you.